In the poll of 600 likely voters carried out this week by the Wisconsin Policy Research Institute, 54% of respondents favor the death penalty for first-degree intentional homicide if the conviction is supported by DNA evidence. 37% said they oppose allowing executions in the state, and 9% were undecided. Sachin Cheda of the group No Death Penalty Wisconsin says once people find out how much it will cost the state to execute someone, opposition to the death penalty will rise. He says in California, it costs about $250 million per execution.
There's a lot of evidence that shows it's tremendously expensive to create a death penalty system, to get it up and running, to try to implement it. You know, we want to make sure we protect the innocent. So we really feel strongly that it's important to, you know, have life without parole be the better option.
But Marquette University law professor John McAdams says national polls show a majority support the death penalty despite the cost. And he says the cost can be reduced by eliminating the virtually endless appeals most states currently allow for death row prisoners.
You want to provide money to be sure that the person sentenced to death has very good lawyers, and particularly good lawyers on appeals. They don't have to get, you know, 15 bites at the apple, though.
McAdams says the poll is a good indication the death penalty referendum will pass in November, but he says there's only a 50-50 chance the legislature will implement it. A spokesman for the Wisconsin Policy Research Institute that commissioned the poll says the fact the state hasn't had a death penalty for more than 150 years will make it difficult to change. Governor Doyle would likely veto it, while challenger Mark Green has said he would sign such a bill. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.